Rick Schubert is a coordinator with the Workers on Wheels program, and Alex Ivanova is a foreign worker from Sofia, Bulgaria, and they are in the studio to talk about the Workers on Wheels program. Now, Rick, remind us about Workers on Wheels. What is it? How does it work?
The Workers on Wheels started as an offshoot of a picnic that the First Congregational Church had the last couple of years for the international workers coming to town to welcome them into town and help get them to know each other. And we had several of the workers ask if they could get bikes somehow. And so out of that, we decided to start the Workers on Wheels program to offer a loan program for the international workers. So we put out the word this spring asking for donations of bikes, and we had a really good response from the community. We got a total of about 25 bikes. There were five or six of us who spent three different Saturday mornings working on the bikes because many of them had been sitting in a garage for 20 years. And then we got the word out to the business owners. We had posters at the places that they work, and they got their choice of bikes, and they've then had the bikes all summer.
Alex, Sofia is a big city.
Yeah, 2 million people live there.
Now, are there a lot of bike riders in Sofia?
No, most people actually drive cars. But in summertime, you can see lots of people riding bikes. And in summertime, I also ride a bike in my city because I think it's better for nature, you know.
When you were here, how long were you in Cook County?
3 months already.
And you're leaving?
In 2 weeks.
Oh. And, well, now, how did the bikes help you get around?
It helped me a lot because in my city, we have, like, public transportation, so you don't need it so badly. But here, it's I can only walk otherwise. So it's helped me go to my work faster. And in my day off, I could just go downtown a lot faster and then go back home.
Well, when you return to Sofia, do you?
I study computer science, and I have 2 more years of study, and I work as a masseuse. I also do some sports, so yeah,
what
I do
lots. What kind of sports?
Well, in wintertime, I go skiing. Otherwise, I go fencing.
Fencing?
Yeah.
Now, you don't find a lot of that in Grand Marais, do you?
But it's really fun.
Skiing. Really is Bulgaria a mountainous country?
Yeah, lots of mountains. Pretty much the whole country's mountains.
Well, Rick, what happens now that summer's nearly over? Foreign workers are returning home. What happens to the bikes?
We have a storage facility. Someone has volunteered their storage locker east of town. And so we've already had five or six bikes returned, and the deposits given back. We loaned out a total of about 19 or 20 bikes. So we were really happy with the response for the first year, and we've heard really good things. We took the center vertical post and we spray painted it fluorescent yellow so we could identify the bikes around town. And it's really fun to be around town and see outside of the IGA or Sven and Ole's couple of our bikes.
So you're going to do the program next year?
Definitely.
Alex, would you anticipate coming back?
I hope so.
I'm not going to hold you to this, Alex.
No. I really like this place a lot. I met a lot of nice people. So I would love to come back next year and use the bike again.
We've been talking with Alex Ivanova from Sofia, Bulgaria, and Rick Schubert, who is a coordinator for the Workers on Wheels program here in Grand Marais. Thanks, both of you.